better for the Indianapolis Colts. Frank Reich, not panicking at all. And that's exactly what you would expect from Frank Reich, that he will not panic. He does not panic. And that is why he did two very, very special things as a player and two pretty special things as a coach, too. We're going to talk about Bernard Raimann. He didn't practice yesterday. Darius Leonard did. That's a good thing. Pittsburgh, Cleveland, tonight, Thursday night football. My God, just because two cities don't like each other doesn't mean that that football game is going to be compelling. Brissett versus Trubisky. Yeah! Who wants to watch that? This is Breakfast with Kent for Thursday, September 22nd, 2022, brought to you by the great people at BUSR. BUSR, by the way, Colts, only a 5.5-point dog now. People are betting down the Colts. Why? Great question. We'll talk about it a little bit. At BUSR, if you log on to BUSR.com/Kent, you deposit up to $1,000. BUSR is going to match that amount up to $1,000 in free play. Plus, if you deposit more than $100, you get $25 in casino chips free. How about that? And you know what you got to do. You got to hit the subscribe button. You got to hit the like button. You got to ring the bell because you want to know when we go live twice per day, every single weekday. And if you want to donate, you can donate. We know this. Tomorrow, we reveal the contents of the golden prize egg. And one of the subscribers who likes this video going to win this prize egg. The contents of the prize egg, not the prize egg itself. The prize egg is not a prize in and of itself. Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Let's talk about sports. Let's talk about the Colts. Then we'll talk about the Cubs. Talk about the White Sox a little bit in Thursday Night Football. What the hell? Let's go. All right, the injury report yesterday. Some good news for the Indianapolis Colts. Bernard Raimann, he was unable to go. That's not the good news. Bernard Raimann is a necessary component to that offensive line at the left tackle position because, let's face it, Matt Pryor, if he goes up against a quick guy, a fast guy at defensive end, he can't stay in front of him. That's a problem for the Colts. One of the primary problems for the Colts. He got kind of a three-legged problem for the Colts. Matt Pryor letting guys through. The rest of the offensive line not doing their jobs either. You got receivers when Pittman's not available who can't get open, can't get separation. And you got a quarterback who's kind of a statuesque sort of guy in the pocket. And if he can't get rid of the ball on time, a lot of times he gets knocked down. And that's not good. Michael Pittman Jr., limited yesterday. DeForest Buckner, limited yesterday. All right, Yannick Ngakoue, limited yesterday. Pittman with a quad, Buckner with a hip, and Ngakoue with a back. Blackman, Pierce, Leonard, all full. Pierce has not been cleared of the concussion protocol. He has got to have gotten through practice yesterday, showing no symptoms, no adverse effects. Then he's got one more step. Then he clears protocol, and he's good to go on Sunday. You need Pittman. You need Pierce. You've got to have those guys. You've got to be at full strength or close when you play against the Kansas City Chiefs, or you got big problems because the Chiefs can flat play. They're 2-0. They're scoring points in bunches. Patrick Mahomes' mother, who gets very upset when his son is called Pat. That guy is delivering the pill with precision, all right? And what that has manifested toward, 7 touchdown passes, no interceptions. And the Colts, no interceptions this year. Rubber's going to hit the road this week. You got to get some interceptions. You got to get some turnovers. By the way, Matt Eberflus, not the problem. Him being in Chicago, not the problem for the Colts. Not having Shaquille Leonard, That's a little bit problematic. I think I might have called him Darius earlier when we were talking about practices. My apologies, as always. It takes a while for, us to learn new names. For better or worse, that's just the way it goes. But the Colts aren't panicking. And here's the thing with Frank Reich. Frank Reich is never going to panic. His performance in media availabilities is remarkably consistent. Sometimes in post-game availabilities, he gets a little sad when they lose. He's a little bit down and speaks negatively about the performance of the team. He's affected emotionally by it. But by the time you get to Monday, Wednesday, when he talks to the media, that doesn't exist anymore for him. He's on to the next thing. That's what Frank Reich does. And that is why he is the right guy right now to lead this team. Maybe not in the opener. You'd like another coach in the opener. He hadn't won an opener yet. He's 0-5 in openers. But once you get past the opener, he's not too bad. Colts under Reich in the first, it's either in September or the first four games of the season. I think they are 7-10-1. Those 10, you got 5 losses in the openers. So he's got a winning record after the opener. This is a guy who figures out what's wrong and corrects it without emotion, without panic. And that's the kind of guy you need in a situation like what's going to transpire on Sunday. He's not going to get wrapped up in the negative, and he's not going to inspire others to get wrapped up in the negative. It's not what he does. He continues with his process. And that process is successful, has been successful. Look at this. This is really kind of interesting. As a player, there was a time, and it's not true anymore, at least not in the college football realm, where Frank Reich led his college team, the Maryland Terrapins, to the biggest comeback win in the history of college football, and he led the Buffalo Bills to the biggest comeback victory in the history of NFL postseason football in college. His Maryland team was down to Miami 31-0 at the half. And Miami was rolling at this point. They had Bernie Kosar, and they were really, really good. In the second half, Frank Reich went to work, and Maryland beat Miami 42-40. All right, outscored Miami 42-9 in the second half. Then in the playoffs, what his Bills did against the Houston Oilers and poor Jack Pardee, who looked like a ball and lost ball in tall weeds. So sad for Jack Pardee at that moment. His first head coaching job was with the Chicago Bears, and I used to see him at the jewel store up in Lake Forest doing grocery shopping. I was like, that's Jack Pardee. That's a coach of the Bears, Dad. Dad said, go get me a cantaloupe. That was Dad. That was me. I was interested in the sports. Dad was interested in the melons. What are you going to do? In the playoffs, we'll get to the specific game between the Bills and the Oilers in a second. In the playoffs, did you know that Frank Reich is the only quarterback in NFL history to be undefeated in the playoffs with more than one start? Frank Reich's 2-0 as a starter in the playoffs, all because he came back from the dead against the Houston Oilers. The Oilers led 35-3. Early in the third quarter of that wild card playoff game, and the Bills came storming back, outscored the Oilers 38-3 the rest of the way. Frank Reich, 5-15 as a starting quarterback in the NFL, but 2-0 in the postseason, the author of the biggest comeback in the history of the NFL. This really mirrors who he is as a head coach, right? When the chips are stacked up against them, the Colts have really been pretty good. When they're not, not so good. That's Frank Reich in a nutshell. Frank Reich, listen, here's what the Colts need to do. Colts need to take a page out of the playbook of the great Josie Wales. Josie Wales, we've all seen the movie, The Outlaw Josie Wales. Here's a speech that Josie Wales, Clint Eastwood, gives as really things look grim. there's a bunch of Native Americans led by Chief Ten Bears who are going to destroy their ranch and pillage everybody. This is what's going to happen. And Josie Wales, preparing for battle, tells this ragtag group of kooks, an old lady, a young kind of odd girl played by Sandra Locke, a couple old guys, a dance hall girl, granny. He says, now remember, when things get bad and it looks like you're not going to make it, then you got to get mean. I mean, plumb mad dog mean. Because if you lose your head and you give up, then you neither live nor win. That's just the way it is. That's where the Colts are. They got to get plumb mad dog mean. Their backs are against a wall. It seems like there is no hope whatsoever that this team can rise to the level where it's even competitive in an NFL game against one of the best teams in the NFL, even on their home field. How they do it? They get plumb mad dog mean. And if they don't, they neither live nor win. That's just the way it is. Josie Wales, man. Josie Wales had it wired. He understood stuff. Harrison Butker, by the way, did not practice for the Chiefs. Neither did Michael Dana. Michael Dana, backup defensive end, who was a fifth-round pick in 2020 out of Michigan. He's got a calf. Butker, we hope, can't kick. But I doubt that if the Chiefs have looked at the film from the Jaguars game, they're too damn worried about their kicker. If they lose because of their kicker, they got nobody to blame but themselves. Big moments are where Frank Reich shines this week. Big moment on Sunday. Does that sound like a eulogy for Frank Reich? Sounds a little bit like a eulogy for Frank Reich, doesn't it? He's there. Where instead of saying, this guy, what the hell is he doing with the MIT guys upstairs? This is idiotic. This is moronic. This is not football. Instead of saying that, we're saying, you know what? This is a guy, when he's cornered, by God, you don't want to face a Frank Reich coach team or led team. It's kind of, you know, remember we did the same thing with Pagano, did the same thing with Caldwell, did the same thing with Mora a little bit. Didn't do the same thing with Dungy because we didn't know he was going to retire. Browns, Steelers, they are in Cleveland. It's a Browns are 4.5-point favorites. The over-under, 38. Vegas does not expect a lot of scoring tonight because you've got Jacoby Brissett on one side of the field and Mitch Trubisky on the other. All right, we'll watch because it's on. That's the way it goes. It's on Amazon Prime, which is cool because if you stream like that and you got high-speed internet, the picture is absolutely gorgeous. Really, really nice to watch football on Amazon Prime. Cubs 3 in the top of the 8th to beat Miami 4-3. They got 4 remaining at Pittsburgh starting today. 3 against the Phillies at Wrigley, 3 against the Reds at Wrigley, and then 3 to end the season at Great American Ballpark against Cincy. I think I'm going down for one of those games. Sox, they lost last night 8-2. They are now 6 games back of the Guardians. They are done. Sorry, Sox fans. Justin Fields, quarterback of the Chicago Bears, on his post-game comments, when he insulted fans, he said, I was mad after the game. I didn't want to talk to you guys. I wasn't in to come in and talk to you guys. Tough. You're the quarterback. That is your job. That is what you do. And you need to prepare to do that just as you prepared to play. Don't be a child. Be a man. Understand your responsibilities and deliver on them. What are you doing? There's more to being a quarterback than throwing a football or running with the football, or calling plays. There's a lot more to it than that. You are the guy in a city that works. That's what they call Chicago, the city that works. To say that fans don't work. Lee Elia got run out of town for something very similar, although Justin Fields' comments were taken a little bit out of context. That is true. Bears, they've only taken the ball away 3 times. Matt Eberflus and some takeaway genius. Shaq Leonard is a takeaway genius. Let's celebrate some birthdays. If these sound familiar, They were yesterday's birthdays. I made a mistake. They're actually today's. Chris Atkinson, you're the man. I love it. Thank you for the donation. Very, very nice. All right, Aaron Long, Max Jones, Linda Newby, Casey, happy birthday. Christopher DeWitt, Bruce Kidd, the great Bruce Kidd, celebrating a birthday. Taylor Bennett, Reed Otey, both those former MS employees, wonderful people. The great Doug Bowles runs the Speedway. Zach McCright, the Big Easy. What a radio icon down in southern Indiana in the Louisville area he is. The great Tony Softly. Both of those guys, Easy and Softly, 101 ESPN alums from back in the day. I loved working with both of them. Tony Softly, come to Indianapolis and help us get some good players. Tanya Voyrell, happy birthday. The great Kate LeGrand, happy birthday. Danny O'Malley and Karen Wegerson, who I went to junior high with. Happy birthday to Karen. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That is best done with an honest and specific compliment. My goodness, just lift somebody up. Say something good to somebody. I saw somebody yesterday I know is going to be a success. Do you know what I said to them? I said, you're going to be a success. What do you want to do? She told me. I said, do it. Once you're around for a little bit, the habits of highly successful people, whatever Stephen Covey has to say about it, are obvious. You can see success written on the faces of those who are going to be successes. You know who's going to be a success tomorrow? It could be you. If you subscribe and like, you get the contents of this golden egg. How about them apples? All right. That tomorrow, the big reveal, tomorrow afternoon, we see what's in the egg. And then I run over to the FedEx people and I send it. It's what we do. Have a great day. And my goodness, keep a positive attitude about the Colts and about everything. Positivity is good, right?